Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, Washington, D.C., ASTD 2014. How you doing, Stone?
I am doing well. We are in full stride here. This is going to be a fun segment because we're going to get a chance to visit with Marty Finkel. He's with ScottWork North America, and he has an idea or two to share with us about how to negotiate for better learning outcomes. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Thanks, Stone. Appreciate it.
All right, so how do we? And do we have to negotiate for this kind of thing? talk to us about some strategies for negotiating with key players, management, outside consultants, learners, everybody.
Yeah, interesting enough, we had brought a couple of our clients in to the conference this year to help learners and people in the learning field to identify what it is when they're negotiating with three different constituencies. One is their senior management team. One is the learners that actually come on their programs. And the third is the vendors that are selling to them. And there may be other constituents, but it's really around how do you understand the person on the other side and how do you trade with them in order to get to what you're trying to complete in whatever course you're trying to do or whatever initiatives you're trying to do.
Now, it's hard enough to negotiate with one person.
Is that the truth?
Three, is that even possible?
Well, not all at the same time, although we do. We run courses and we do consulting around negotiation, and to try to do it all at the same time is almost impossible because you got too many constituents there.
There's not a lot of Marty Finkels out there.
Well,
that can hold that off.
There are a lot of talented people, and the thing is, when anybody comes, whether they're coming to us or they're just negotiating, forget about even coming to us. When they're negotiating, everyone that's out there knows how to negotiate. We just tighten it up. So what we do in the learning field a lot of times, we as learning professionals, we give stuff away. So somebody asked, I was talking to somebody from a government organization a couple of minutes ago, and she said, well, when the head of Health and Human Resources asks us to do something, we just say yes. That's not negotiation, that's capitulation. So we help them to ask the right questions in order to get what they're trying to get out of it. What are the measurements at the tail end so that they can design whatever the programs are or what they sell them or what they're talking about in order to get to the outcomes?
So are the disciplines and the questions consistent across these three different constituencies, or is there kind of a bank of questions and disciplines for management, another for the outside consultants, a different for the learners?
Well, Stone, the questions are probably the same, but the context may be a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
The questions are, so somebody asks you to do something and you don't believe either you have the money for it or you have the bandwidth for it, the amount of people for it, you may ask them a question like, under what circumstances would you be able to give us extra headcount
you're looking for? Wow, under what circumstances? That's a great way to open it. Under what circumstances?
You use that a lot. Under what circumstances?
We do. It's one of the core things that we teach people to ask because it creates a conversation, not a yes or no answer. How do you answer no to under what circumstances?
Right. Is that a basic mistake? That's a rookie mistake, asking yes or no questions.
We teach CEOs, so it's a CEO mistake too, which is kind of cool. It gives us a lot of space to teach people to really get out of their own way. When you make a conversation with whoever your constituencies are, people do a lot of assumptions, and we help people test assumptions so that you're not giving the answer or negotiating with yourself by talking to these leaders. Unfortunately, in the learning community, a lot of times, we don't act as business people. So we teach people how to be better business people, how to understand the business of the chief procurement officer when we're sitting across the desk from him or her in order to get to what their outcomes are.
But the outcomes are so important. Like senior management might have a certain outcome, strategic or whatever, mission-driven. But the guy at the bottom of the food chain, his outcome is, I don't want to get fired. I want to keep my job. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to... it's theoretically aligned, but it's kind of different.
Well, and Lee, if you're talking to somebody who's at the I'm going to do it level,
right,
instead of the CEO level where they're coming out with a vision, you also want to understand what their outcome is. So if you get a learner, let's take it for the constituents. If you get a learner that's coming into your classroom and they want to get promoted, and you understand they want to get promoted, the dialogue you have with them may be more about how do you build the skill, how do you show that skill in order to get promoted. So the negotiation is around helping them identify what are the skills that I want to build in order to move.
But don't you
forward.
Have to know the why he wants to get promoted or she wants
sure.
to get promoted, or for like what's in it for me at the higher level? If I promote them, I'm expecting them to do more and be more productive and to, you know, generate more revenue for the firm or whatever their role is.
Yeah, once you understand the why, then you can teach them what it takes in order to have that kind of a negotiation. So I get approached a lot by executives in corporations and people at all different levels wanting to be promoted to the next level. And when I find out the why, one of the things we help them do is say, how do you propose that to the person that you're presenting yourself to? So we make sure that they say, here are the conditions in which I want to do. So if you agree to get me to the next level or give me the skill in order to get to the next level,
right,
then I'll be able to deliver this, this, and this for you. And it's very specific about what they're delivering.
Uh-huh.
And that's the why and that's the what.
Man, you're really good. The next time somebody asks me about a fee for like doing remote broadcast or anything else we do, or for underwriting shows, I'm going to say, I'm going to have you talk with Marty.
All over it, Scott.
Man, funny. That's great. So, I was reading this article, which, by the way, is reprinted from Training Magazine,
it
right?
It is, yeah.
And I was just scanning while you and Lee were visiting, like the consultant, you know, they... not wanting to lower their fee, and you're kind of got your back against the wall. And you say right here in bold print that it's, you know, don't get fixated on price. And you've got some great ideas here, you know, because you don't want to push it. You don't want to risk degrading their expertise or suggesting they're not worth every penny of their fee structure. But there's other things you can do in all these situations. Like here you talk about maybe more days would be meaningful to them and they might reduce their day rate.
Sure.
Or maybe they would speak to that a little bit about not getting fixated on this one point of contention in all these conversations.
Yeah, when we get approached by companies, we deal with a lot of Fortune 500. We're in 35 countries and do this in 24 languages.
You also have a very smooth, like, soothing tone in your voice, too. Can you train that?
We should do that. Do this all the time.
You like that?
Well, one of the things, so go back to the question that you had asked, which I thought was pertinent. What else is negotiable besides price? And we think when you hear negotiation, people think it's all about price, and it's not. Mm-hmm. If you just focus on price, and that's the only thing, it's a haggle. So you want five, they want 10. You say, hey, listen, let me split the difference with you. And when you split the difference between 5 and 10, neither one is happy. So if you
right.
can, every time you move, ask for something in return. So somebody asks for a difference in price. My number one answer is we don't negotiate on price under any circumstances.
Wow.
So the question is, then what do you negotiate on? And the answer is time that we spend in the classroom, the amount of time that we'll work with you on understanding your business, where we're going to run it, which trainers are going to be doing it, do we consult on live deals, but not about price. And when you take it off of that dialogue, then you start to have a much richer dialogue with your customers, whether it's internal or external.
I've gotten more value out of a 12-minute conversation than I have like day-long seminars on sales and negotiating. This is fantastic. Before we wrap the conversation, though, I like also what I hear you saying in this article about placing some responsibility, accountability on the learner, and framing things up so that they willingly accept that, and having a mechanism in place to make sure everybody's in check on these fronts.
Yeah, it's interesting. Your learners come into your classroom, and they say, oh, you know, I've got a meeting at 3 o'clock. I've got to cut out of the class at 3 o'clock. I've got to be out for an hour. First of all, if you're not setting expectations that that's just not acceptable, then you're paying for what you're not telling people. But let's suppose they do say that. you could say, okay, so if you stay an hour after class and we can catch up on what you're doing, then absolutely I'll let you get out for an hour. Sometimes you're saying something to them that they just can't do, so they say, well, no, it's not that important. I'll stay.
Right.
So you're taking it off the table. So it's called over-under. You tell them something that's almost equal to what they're saying. The idea is not to win. It's to get them off that issue so you're on level playing ground.
Man, you could write a book on parenting, too, I bet. Like that parenting, that tween teen.
Does the same stuff work for kids?
It actually does,
but we charge 10 times the amount for that.
And that's not negotiable.
That's not negotiable.
You don't negotiate
so
a price.
So CEO and preteen psychology are essentially the same,
exactly,
is what I mean.
The same thing. And if you're talking about spouses, it's 20 times.
What about like circus animals and, you know, does that
no,
work
they
like
have
that?
Their, they have their own mind, they and that's to, about, I can't say. Forget it.
All right, where can our listeners go to learn more, have a conversation with you and some folks on your team about this stuff and get their hands on, I don't know, the article, the book, the t-shirt,
there's
the towel?
There's got to be a book on this.
Well, we have a book. It's way outdated, but a lot of articles. We write articles on a monthly basis. Almost every 6 weeks we have a blog site. If you go to www.scottwork, scottworkusa.com, you can go there. We've got an app. You can come if
an
you're at ASTD.
For negotiation. Yeah. If I run into trouble, I just have them talk,
hold
ask
that
a question in the thing.
Call up my app.
It's like, we don't negotiate on price. Thank you.
Just have Marty's voice, right?
That's all it says.
Absolutely. You've got a negotiation app. If you're at the conference, come to booth 1638 and you'll be able to see us. Or just contact us. I'm on LinkedIn.
And who's your
Twitter.
Sweet spot of customer?
We deal with Fortune 500. We just won the place on Inc. 5000, so that's gotten us to an awful lot of entrepreneurial firms. So oil services, oil, pharmaceutical, luxury goods.
Because everybody negotiates, right?
We've got chief procurement officers, so procurement, sales, engineering, project management,
right.
Really anything. But the negotiables are all different.
Sure.
Well, it's great stuff, Marty. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, man.
I'm glad.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.